in a faraway land. Theo was a man who learned to understand the riches of the earth and all that it was worth. The first man that ever tried to stand with his own plan. Now this man was all about the wind, rain, and trees. He knew that it would take care of all of his family needs.
The son who spent his nights and days looking for all kinds of ways to get his father's praise. In all daddy's ways, he just wanted to impress. Bigger, faster, stronger is what he tried to stress.
Sophia was the girl living in her own world. She found love and joy with the young Sky Boy. Sky Boys were seen as less to the rest, so it would seem. Sophia went into the woods to daydream. With love in her eyes, her own father would despise her love. But the young Sky Boy, he would destroy.
Give me up, hands in the sky.
Strongest tower, the earth people and the sky people divided by machines, and the ones who had nothing were the ones who had the wings.
The Sky Boy just wanted everything to be equal, from full-time lover to now fighting for his people. Now Beth was the mom who really loved to weave. She couldn't believe her own son would deceive. The sky people got hungry and their welfare was ignored. She led them in the tower and the bloody battle roared. Down came iron and the tower fell as well. The dark days were over and the sky people's hell.
It was joy that filled her heart. Wrapped in his loving wings, Sophia took command. So the earth and sky united. It was all her father's plan. It was planted in the ground that her brother had once paid. With a rustling and a creaking, an unearthly sound, something big started growing right out of the fertile ground.
It was the biggest tree that any of the people ever seen, and it covered up the sky with a layer of leafy green. Then it rained and it rained, and they watched the waters rise. Then Sophia led her people to the safety of the skies.
Beating me up, it's in the sky.
Exhausted, finally made it to the top. She looked into the sky and the world began to turn. And with a single cry, a new baby had arrived.
Where Ovo in his nest, everyone had done their best to prepare for the world in every single test. Soon he was blessed, and as his mother stood by, he was soon released and sailed off into the sky.